And now this is a dictation for Robert Oates, OATES, July 2051, address as a letter to Dr. Vashista, VS in Victor, ASHISHTA, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Vashista, follow up for Mr. Oates, chronic kidney disease, progressive over time, congenital absence of the left kidney, last visit in May, recent COVID, did not require hospital admission September, poor appetite, lost 9 pounds, all that recovered back, feeling better, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, sang nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood, extensive review system done being negative, medication list review, only blood pressure on Norvasc, exposed to Tegretol, from prior history of seizures without recurrence more than 20 or 30 years. Next paragraph, pressing weight 179, blood pressure 124/77, alert oriented time 4, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal pain, back pain, no ascites, edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 2.3, over the years progressive. Pressing GFR 29 to stage 4. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal albumin, phosphorus, calcium in the low side. Anemia 11.8, large red blood cells 105 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, progressive over the years, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis, congenital absence of one kidney, the only kidney on the right side without obstruction and no urinary retention, blood pressure appears to be well controlled, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium. There is anemia, macrocytosis, maybe effect of medications. Update B12 folic acid, iron studies, reticulocyte on next testing. Discuss the meaning of advanced progressive renal failure. Continue to follow.